Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Well, we're back, and Team USA winds up with a whole lot of nothing in the FIBA tournament.
And
we may have an Avengers-style team-up of the league's top stars at the Olympics, it sounds
Ultron.
Like.
Ultron.
Well, that, I said prefer Baltron. We'll get into that and conclude our team-by-team prediction series with the Southeastern Division with writer and podcaster Dan Favalli on today's episode. I'm Miles Ray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Monday
Jacket Matt Boosty.
Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting.
Curry, a three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry from downtown again.
Giannis with the tail. Look out. It's showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Dan Favalli. You're right for Bleacher Report. You are the host of the fantastic Hardwood Knox podcast.
Mostly known for having been on this podcast before as a wonderful guest.
Yes.
Thank you for returning.
Yes. Thank you so much for blessing us, lowering yourself to come onto our show. How you been, man?
I have been great. Thank you guys so much for having me back. It's always nice to be in for you to make the mistake twice of inviting me back to this
show. Yeah. You know what they say? Shame on you. Wait. Fool me
twice.
Never mind.
Can't get fooled again.
You're not gonna fool me again, Dan. Okay.
What's good, man? You got a life-size Groot looming in the background.
Yeah.
That I'm expecting to attack you at some point during the course of this recording.
It has yet to attack me in any recordings that I've done, but
okay.
That is obviously its sole purpose, and that was clearly a must-have when I was putting together my office. I feel like that's very on brand for our podcast, is just make sure that there's a life-size alien behind it.
Yeah. Right. Did you have this set up last time when we chatted? No, right?
I made the super smart decision of buying a house at the peak of the interest rates and the peak of house
That's
home
tight.
Prices. Just super smart financial decision.
Well, there you go.
People know this is not a financial advice show, obviously.
Yeah. To quote Cola Scola, my finances are none of my business.
It happens.
And then you got Penny Hardaway, and you get a green Knicks jersey back there.
So it's actually a T-Mac Magic jersey.
T-Mac Magic jersey.
And then, of course, I was one of the only people that ever liked the Knicks having a St. Paddy's Day green and orange jersey. I have a Danilo Gallinari New York Knicks.
Okay.
In my background.
Behind the sign, but wow, I got to step my game up. I just have loose jerseys on wire hangers. But hey, inspiration all around.
I got an old camera that someone bought at a garage sale like 10 years ago that my wife was like, we should put this somewhere.
Yeah, well,
That's a nice set dressing. Anyway, should we touch on Team USA before we get into our preview here?
Why not? Someone's gonna have to do it.
Yeah.
So what's our excuse here? The excuse I keep hearing, those international teams are playing together constantly. But like, where are they? Are they playing in like underground basketball tournaments? Like, is there like a Mortal Kombat for basketball that's constantly happening?
And we're not invited?
USA is just not admitted to, or what?
Yeah. Dan, where are you landing on the hot takes about the Team USA coming up with nothing at the FIBA World Cup? I hear we don't take it seriously. We got to send our best, or they need more time to build some kind of consistency. What's your feeling after that disappointing tournament?
Yeah, I don't want to say I can't bring myself to care, but I'm not a fan of like the making excuses of it all when it's, mm-hmm. if you want to claim that we have the best basketball talent in the world, then we should be winning these tournaments. And the other thing to me is it's hypocritical because I sit here and will critique NBA players all the time and I'm not doing it. But if we're going to have stars come out and like subtweet this or like have problems with how it fared, like, well then participate when it's not just like the actual Olympics. I do probably think there's something to the team chemistry aspect where when we're having these World Cup tournaments, like, yeah, they're dealing with the same rosters. And I know JJ Redick pointed out that like some of these guys in international play just turn into like Michael Jordan when they're
they just go out of body.
So I get it, but it's like it's also kind of super ridiculously embarrassing. I feel like just I don't want to insult the talent that actually won, and shout out to, you know, Germany for winning it all, but you're supposed to you're just supposed to have these guys, even when we're throwing out the, what do you want to call it, the B roster. There are still stars on there. Yeah. And the fact that it can't really coalesce to me is I don't know. It's fair. Like I said, I can't care a lot about it, but it is fairly, I think, surprising. But I do think you have to give credit to the rest of the world for catching up with their talent.
Yeah. A lot of people were like, what is this? The man in the high castle? The U.S. lost to Germany? I don't think so.
A lot of people were saying that.
Yeah.
Like everyone, a lot of people shout out the man in the high castle. Yeah. A lot of man in the high castle references. It's confounding. Like, as much as people want to say this is like not the best that the U.S. has to offer, I think that roster would win the NBA title this year. Like, they'd be favored to, at least. The USA basketball team. Like, that roster is absolutely stacked. The Germany basketball roster would be favored to be, like, how many wins would they win in the NBA this year? 18?
I'll give them 28, 25.
Like,
that's the number.
I think that's about right. Like, I think they might be even lower than that because otherwise, like, more of these guys would be on NBA basketball teams. So, like, I don't totally understand it. But it does seem, it's the having the experience of like everybody. So we lost to Germany. We also lost to Canada, mm-hmm. who has three solid NBA players, one great NBA player, two very good NBA players. The great being Dylan Brooks, obviously.
Yes.
Our new king. The new Kobe, I think we can all agree on that, who dropped 39 points on the U.S. So I guess in that case, we have a team, like Team Canada is playing ball internationally at like these international FIBA tournaments throughout the year. And then when NBA players can come in, like the same three NBA players are coming back and they know how to play with those guys. So like that's the difference maker, right?
Right. I'm just looking also at Team Canada, and I'm like, Jamal Murray wasn't playing, and you're like, what is that Olympic team going to look like? Because there's a lot of people who I think assume that it's like, yeah, man, just get this Voltron team together, and it like it's a wrap. But I feel like there's an arrogance to it all that like doesn't humble itself to be like, we have to play as a team. We can't just be like, we're the best ever, so we can just like sleep through this thing.
But, yeah. Jamal Murray and Wiggins were not playing for Canada, and they beat the USA. it's interesting. I don't know necessarily like how, it does seem to be of a larger piece with, like, it's a harder thing to write about, a harder thing to quantify, and so it gets underrated. But we are seeing it now in international play, and we're also seeing it in the NBA, that having the, you know, experience of playing together, like, seems to help. The teams that have stuck together for a little while, you know, like Denver, like Milwaukee, like, you know, that, as opposed to these teams that are just trying to assemble, like, the greatest net weight of talent per roster, that it seems to matter, like, when you have some cohesion, when you have some experience, that stuff changes things. It works in the NBA. It certainly works in international competition. Right. So,
Dan, what do you think of this dream team that LeBron is saying he's putting together with KD, Steph? He said he's already got Draymond to buy in, Jason Tatum, AD.
Is there, like, this is probably sacrilegious to say, but, like, is the best team going to be, all right, well, let's roll out, like, a super ancient Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and LeBron? Like, are we guaranteed that after they're going through an entire NBA season where some of those guys might have played like 100 games or whatever it ends up being? So I, like, yeah, on paper that looks fun, but right. I think Jack sort of alluded to this. What if they tried to, like, build, and you could still use stacked talent, but what if you actually, like, tried to build a roster where the skill sets, they don't overlap and they kind of complement one another and they fill in for the gaps that you would have elsewhere? And I think this version of the USA team, which, just frankly, I watch very minimal of because I just don't get excited about this particular tournament, is just like, okay, we can make fun of Jaren Jackson Jr.'s rebounding, but here's this guy who's a big who defends a bunch on the perimeter. So why didn't you surround him with other smalls who are actually really good at rebounding? Mm-hmm. Like, why do we not approach building a roster? And you even said it, where it's just like the net sum of talent. Like, why not approach this as an actual roster building process to see, like, how we can get, yeah, it'll still be stars, but how about stars that complement one another and fill all the gaps within an entire game?
Right.
Because Steve Kerr is dumb and bad. And I think we can all agree it was Steve Kerr's fault. Let's move along. That does seem, he's getting a lot of the scapegoatage, which does not seem fair to me. But
nah. Shouldn't some of it fall on Grant Hill? Didn't he come out and say, like, we're not going to hold tryouts for this? Like, we're just going to trust that these guys are going to, like, way back when. I think I saw an excerpt going around that's what he had said about it.
We're just going to have a team offsite and do some trust falls and just, like, kind of vibe it out.
We're just going to vibe out the roster.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love it. All guards. Just what ended up. Yeah. We love it. But the vibes were great. But yeah, that Dylan Brooks quote is really something, where he said Kobe Bryant had to figure out how to create the Black Mamba. I guess that's my persona, the villain.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, okay, sir. I think those players are equivalent. Miles, your thoughts?
I honestly don't know if I can truly express my heart at the moment. I'm so lost for words. The most I can do is maybe a Russell Westbrook reaction meme. Be like, bro, what? Trip? I think is where I'm at with that.
He did put in work, though. I don't know.
Yeah, and he put on those boxing gloves, too.
His story is very interesting. You know, him being, like, scapegoated in a way that I don't think I've ever seen a player, like, a major contributing player to a team be scapegoated, and then leaves that team, goes to another team, in the offseason, like, puts up 39 on you, against the U.S., does one of the just clowningest, just the silliest thing I've ever seen, where he got kicked out of the game and then went to the locker room and put on boxing gloves.
Where do we know where those came from, the boxing gloves? Is, like, that, like, part, like, of their training,
knew, and that he was gonna get kicked? I don't know.
He definitely, like, travels with those.
Yeah,
right, travels with that's those. So,
like, that's not a cool thing to be like, I'm going to box you with these padded boxing gloves. It really is, like, prop comedy. Like, is his whole thing just, like, he's trying to be silly? He's doing bits?
I mean, Canadians are famously more hilarious than Americans. Yes, so
very good at prop comedy.
This could be, like, some Nathan Fielder-esque, like, 4D irony, like, meta work that we're not quite catching on to yet.
If it is that, like, coming out immediately after him being like, Yeah, I guess you're right. I am kind of like Kobe Bryant is pretty funny. Yeah. I do respect that.
My character is the villain. Yeah. Well, good. We all need to brand stuff.
Yeah. Anyways, excited for whatever reason, the Houston Rockets over the course of the offseason have entered like the conversation for me of like, I really want to see what they're going to be like. Like,
right.
There's a big pickup in wins, like from what Vegas is predicting for them. Dylan Brooks is now very intriguing to me. You know, I think they're going to be one of the best coached teams in the league this year. It's going to be interesting. Anyways, shout out to Dylan Brooks. Shout out to Germany, Canada, whoever came in second. Serbia?
Yeah.
Serbia.
Serbia. You did it. You did it. We got nothing.
Do you guys still think? I still think that U.S. team would be favored to win the NBA championship this year.
I mean, if everyone plays at their absolute best ever that we've seen them, I could see that. I mean, I like that idea, but I guess they're. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to know. Playing like I saw them play together, I'm like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But on paper, that looks pretty good.
I'd be curious if they'd be favored. I think I'm too. There's like the stain of how they just played is tattooed in my mind. Where I'm like, no, there's no way they'd be favored. But
right,
like that collection of talent, top to bottom, is probably the best top to bottom talent that a team would have.
Right, right. All right. So shall we move into the Southeast Division and look at some of what the over unders are here and do some predictions?
I think we should after we take a little break.
Oh,
You know I need. You know, Daddy needs his break, his little nap time, his little honk shoe.
There you go.
Put exactly 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Tell me when to go because I got to hunk shoe this.
Okay, E40. Go.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you.
And we're back.
We're back.
Oh,
Southeast, baby.
Season.
Yeah. First one up, the Atlanta Hawks. Last year, 41-41.
Division team over under predictions.
Wake
the one,
up, Dad.
The division that everyone, the division everyone's been waiting for.
Yeah. And I'm glad Dan is here to help us understand this just a little bit better. Because half of them are like, what? Who? Is it okay? Is this good? Is this reasonable? But the Hawks, last year, 41-41. Obviously lost to the Celtics in the first round. They're saying this year they're going to do a game and a half better. 42.5, baby.
I will say this division has maybe the most baffling under. The furthest drop that I've seen Vegas predict for reasons that aren't clear to me.
Right.
And that's called a teaser. Because I'm not telling you which team it is until we get to
this
them.
One.
all right, it's the Hawks. No, it's not the Hawks. Hawks predicted to go up a game and a half from 41-41 last year to 42.5. They showed me something against the Celtics a little bit. Quinn Snyder took over with 21 games left last season. I don't know. I could see this being an over. I don't really have a strong feeling either way, other
right.
than that when Trey is playing well, he seems like they seem like they should be so much better than 500.
Right.
But it's gonna be interesting. What do you think, Dan?
I could see a scenario where this team ends up smashing this over just because do we think that Quinn Snyder could be worth more than two wins? I absolutely do. Him getting a training camp to go through with this entire roster. The offense should be more balanced without John Collins at least, but they also didn't do anything to get a lot better
right.
this year. It was just, right. we're going to get rid of John Collins and we're going to sign Wes Matthews and we have Patty Mills now. The minutes without Trae Young when you played DeJounte Murray were disastrous last year. And what have you done to make those better? So they just still feel like they have too many fatal flaws, but the top end talent, like their starting five last year was really effective for the most part all season. And plugging Sadiq Bey or whoever they want to start in that spot of Collins, I would still think that they're pretty good, but I just feel like, I don't know, you look at this team and it feels like they are maybe like a wing or another combo forward short. And are we going to have any drop off from Clint Capella, who's had some weird fits and starts to the seasons? What are you going to make of the Onyeka Okongwu situation? Who looks like, is he ready to usurp Clint Capella? And based off everything they've said, and this is the last wild card that I'll focus on, is it seems like Jalen Johnson is going to have a pretty big role this year. And so like you're banking a lot just between him and Griffin and Onyeka Okongwu sort of on this internal development from last season without making any major additions. So could you be better? Sure. But I think that also leaves open the possibility, because of the lack of change and addition, that you're actually worse. And so it feels like they might have a lower floor than many people would expect. But if you told me they won 47 games, 49 games, that actually wouldn't shock.
I think people have expected them to win that many games the last two seasons. Like that kind of heading in, people were like, all right, they might be really good this year. And then, you know, after they made that deep playoff run, and then it never really came together for reasons that weren't clear, really. Like, it's not like they lost anyone from the playoff run to when they've been kind of mediocre for the past 2 years. And yeah, so it's interesting. They've gone with similar to the Celtics, where it's like this mainstay of the team, we've gotten rid of them and we think that should really open things up. And it's like, yeah, I guess it could. But we'll see, you know.
Shall we switch it over to Florida?
Sure. Let's switch it over to
North
Florida.
Or south? You want to go north or south Florida?
Are they? I actually don't know which one.
I guess Orlando north. Central.
Orlando Central.
Geographies.
Let's go South Florida.
Okay, the one that's higher or lower than Miami.
Let's go to the one that's Miami.
Bouncing in the city where the heat is on?
Yeah, let's do that one.
Welcome to Miami. They went 44-38, lost to the Nuggets in the finals. We saw that. They're predicted to go 4.5 games better, 48.5. Now, I think it's like, when you see things like Gabe Vincent leave or like Max Strus, I think on paper, I'm like, okay, so how do they do 4.5 games better? But I know they weren't necessarily big factors in the regular season, or Jimmy wasn't either. But Is Dame the big thing that we're kind of waiting for? Like, just to see what happens there to begin to really make predictions? What do you think, Dan?
If that 48.5, my guess would be that it's pricing in that Damian Lillard is going to end up with the Heat, because I don't see how this team will be deep enough or healthy enough to win 49 games if they don't get Damian. I just Kyle Lowry's how old now?
Yeah.
We know what Jimmy Butler is going to kind of pace himself during the regular season, and you lost, you know, Gabe Vincent and Max Strus were average to slightly above average NBA players, but like, they're just gone. You didn't get anything for them. Like, they're just gone. So you don't even have those innings eaters. I think, look, Josh Richardson, really good pickup, but there's still some just holes in the front court, and they desperately need shot creating and functional shooting around Bam and Jimmy. And they just, not only did they not add it, they actively lost it so far.
Right. What kind of season do you think Duncan Robinson's going to have?
I mean, he really had a renaissance during the playoffs.
Right.
So could I see him replacing a lot of what Max Strus did? Probably. Robinson's the worst defender. But like, is a Duncan Robinson renaissance worth 5 wins compared to last year? Like, absolutely not to me.
Right.
So right now, I would think they're more like, first of all, I'm surprised there's even a number for this at the moment.
And right. You
know, I'd probably have like 42 or 43 for them.
Yeah.
Just without Dame. Like, if you get Dame, let's have the conversation. But like, without Dame, do either of you two see them winning close to 50 games as currently concocted?
No, I mean, that's why I was like saying, as it is, without Dame, I'm like, how are you doing 4.5 better? I'm like, at best, you kind of net out where you were.
Yeah. Like, the when you said the phrase, Josh Richardson was a really good pickup for them, that made me have a physical reaction. I feel like I've heard that every place that he's been for the past 6 years.
He's on a minimum now, at least, though, so it's kind of hard to whiff on expectations
there. Yeah,
right.
This feels high to me. If the Dame thing isn't happening, it really feels like a lot of the people who know things around the league are just like, yeah, but Dame's gonna be there. Come on, this is a done deal. We just need to wait for Portland to do the thing that they've chosen not to do up to this point. It's like I don't understand why it would happen if it hasn't already, but people seem confident. They almost had him on Miami in 2K, I feel like. So,
oh yeah, there was that screen cap that Jabari was saying was out there. Dame was already on the Heat in 2K, but
so
do they know something at 2K Sports already? They're like, oh yeah, we just did a space game. We were in Miami. Like,
Vegas is usually pretty smart about this stuff. So,
right.
Look, Nikola Jovic had a good World Cup, so just like, he's clearly going to be the difference in
right.
this game. That's what people, I got a kick out of them for me, like, oh, look at how good of a piece Nikola Jovic would be for Portland, look at what he's doing mm-hmm. in Reba.
Right.
And so we've reached that point of the negotiations where it's like every little thing has to have this big impact on how
does Miami have any more picks? Like, are they pretty light on picks for the next?
There's, if they do, they have to renegotiate something with the Thunder, but they can give up 3 first round picks plus swaps. Like, the offer isn't nothing. I just don't know if Portland's trying to, like, I don't know if you two, I'm assuming you two have given some thought to this, like, what is the team that's going to come and give you more than, let's just say, the equivalent? I know they don't want Tyler Hero, but Tyler Hero and 3 first round picks and
right.
maybe a couple of swaps.
That
My only guess would be
good.
Are the Heat trying to lowball this, where it's like, we'll give you Tyler Hero and a pick, because then that's obviously a different discussion. But their offer, their best theoretical offer to me, is at least a real offer, and I don't know who necessarily would be it.
Yeah. Right. Well, do we know how close or far we are still with this whole deal? Like, I think the last thing I saw was like Shams tweeting, it's like, I mean, he'll go to another team, but the second he's there, Dame will want to be going to Miami. Just know that.
That sounds like a good deal for that team.
Yeah, and I'm like, whoa, okay. That's pretty aggressive PR right there. But that's what I'm like, or is it an inevitability? And is Portland going to be petty and be like, we're going to hold you so you can't go to camp? And then
it doesn't help them.
Right.
Maybe it does, but it seems like that hurts them.
Do you guys buy that Dame wouldn't show up to, I think the report was he'd only show up to camp in Portland or Miami and nowhere else? Like, do you buy that he's that type of, like, could he do the Harden? I just can't buy it, personally.
It feels like he's not built like that, but
I
feel like he would show up, but it's a lot to risk for an NBA team.
Right. Cause I think the follow up was, I mean, he'll go to another camp but just know.
He's not going to like it.
He'll be there, but his whole mind will be on getting to Miami the second he's there. So I think that is a way of saying, like, look, he's going to do what he's obligated to do, but you don't want him unless, you know, it's Miami. But, hey, we shall see.
Miami is also not the shocking under from this division.
No.
People are just on the edge of their seat.
I know.
Can't believe that Miami and Atlanta were not the surprising under for me.
Okay, what about this next one? What about this next one?
The Orlando Magic.
Mm-hmm.
They are being predicted to go up 2.5 games from 34 and 48 to 36.5 wins. That feels a little bit light to me if we think Paolo is really going to be that dude. This is usually... from rookie to second year is usually a pretty big step up. And they have a lot of fun young pieces around him. They signed Joe Ingles. They drafted a couple, a 6th and 11th pick. Like, those are not insignificant talents to add. I don't know. But sure, 2.5 sounds about right. Like that feels reasonable to me, that they would go up 2.5 wins. What's everybody feeling?
I don't know. I feel like 35 years anniversary. Maybe that, I always like an anniversary for a team. You know,
this
that might give them a little 35th
anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So I'm like, I think of like how old I am. Like, wow. I were but a boy when they entered the league. But yeah, like, I mean, Paolo and like Franz, they seem like they keep evolving in the proper direction. So I don't know. I mean, like, part of me, I get excited when I hear Magic fans talk about the Magic, and when I hear their enthusiasm, I'm like, they could do more than 2.5 games. But I don't know, Dan, am I fully off on this?
No, this one to me right now anyway feels like, I don't know if you guys remember last year, the Kings over under, you looked at it and you were like, that's way too low. They were at like 35 or something. And this kind of feels like that, where they played, their defense was elite for most of last year. I don't know if they have enough like offensive juice in them yet, but as you already mentioned, Paolo and Franz, they showed great growth throughout the course of the season. I think Jalen Suggs actually made some steps forward on that end as well. And if you can just get enough extra shooting from Jet Howard, who they drafted, or Joe Ingles, if he can play like a real role, if Gary Harris is as good. I worry about Anthony Black's fit a little bit just because he can't shoot either, so there's a lot of shooting question marks here. But on the defense, and then just like sort of the talent alone, when you look at their top, you know, 5 to 6 guys, I know the East is pretty wide open, but this feels like a team that should probably be flirting with like in the 39 win range at least. And so I'm a little bit, maybe I've listened to Magic fans too much myself hype up this team, because what was it? 36.5, 37.5 just feels low.
Yeah.
They love Franz, don't they? Down there.
They love him, don't they, folks?
Aggressively. Yeah. So would be how I'd characterize.
And your boy Markel too, Jack.
Yeah, Markel is like we're all rooting for Markel, man. We're all rooting for him.
Please, yeah.
So yeah, I could see that they're going to be interesting to watch. All right. They are not my surprising under. Okay. Up next, we have the Washington Wizards, who last year won 35 games, 35 and 47, didn't qualify for the postseason. This year, they are expected to win 25.5 games. They're expected to drop 10.
And a half.
And a half. Or 9.5.
Or no, 9.5. Yeah.
It was 10.5 before. And then it just went up one.
Did it just change?
This is my shocking under. I don't know what has changed other than everyone being like, yeah, I don't know. These guys stink. Like, it just feels like their fans just kind of quit on them. They got Jordan Poole. They lost Porzingis. I guess Porzingis was pretty good last year. Poole was not great last year. So maybe people are just like, this is bad vibes here. Mm-hmm. But 10 wins. I'm not saying I would take the over here necessarily. But it's a big shift.
But who hurts you, Vegas?
People who they brought in, like, you know, an interesting piece and lost a piece that like is not It's not like one of the top 20 players in the league. It's not a 10 win swing on the surface. But what am I missing here, Dan?
I mean, I think the two things are just like you lose what were your two best players last year. And then the other thing is, and I would fall into this camp, this feels like it's pricing in that their new president of basketball ops, Michael Winger, is not going to let them hit the over on this. And it's like Kyle Kuzma's deal feels like it was signed just to be traded. Tyus Jones, will he finish the season there? Are you going to see them start to maybe, if they keep these guys, shut them down in March or something?
Right.
And I think you also get into like, well, what team in the East could they feasibly be better than? And I think you kind of start to run out of runway after Detroit and maybe Charlotte, who we've yet to talk about in this division. And mm-hmm. I think that's a big part of it, is that they're clearly starting over. 25 is aggressive. And I think there were only, what were there, two teams that only won fewer than 25 last year or whatever it was?
Yeah.
But like, this feels like a team that's going to do their darndest to win fewer than 25 games.
Yeah, I guess that's true. If they're tanking for
tanking
whoever.
For flag?
Yeah, for flag.
That's what I hear a lot of them. They're like, yo, man, just get rid of them. Trade pool, cool. Just give me the flag.
Get rid of them all. Lose them all.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I can see that. It's... Beal did play a lot last season, and they, yeah. All right. I'm on board. Forget what I said about this being a surprising under.
I think they're going to stink harder.
I think I'm under on the Washington Wizards.
Right, okay. All right.
Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
You seen these guys? You heard about these guys?
I heard.
They're expected to pick up 4.5 wins, basically, from the return of Lonzo.
You mean LaMelo?
Sorry. The return of LaMelo.
But this is a thing we were talking about, how we lump them together. We're like, they're always hurt.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if he's coming back. You're like, oh, wait, LaMelo is.
LaMelo is a different human being.
right.
Who's very good. He's a lot of fun, actually, we'll say. Drafted Brandon Miller. Passed on a chance to draft Scoot Henderson. I think they will be haunted by that throughout this season. But yeah, four and a half, like going up to 31.5 wins doesn't seem crazy to me. I could see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because you mentioned LaMelo missed a ton of time last year. What, he played like 30 games or something?
Yeah.
So if you get relatively good health from him, and you get even like Cody Martin missed a bunch of time last year, Mark Williams should be better. Brandon Miller, I think, was the wrong pick, but like there's also a chance that Brandon Miller is good.
Still, yeah.
Just not Scoot Henderson.
Right.
And I think their defense improved a lot last year under Steve Clifford. So like that feels just like better health from LaMelo, and you know, having maybe better health like surrounding him, like that should be worth in the East, I would think, like 4 or 5 wins, especially when you're working off such a low baseline. It's not like we're saying they're going from 37 to 31 here.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I love the confidence of like, yeah, wait till B. Miller got that rookie of the year though.
You know,
I know one rabid Charlotte fan in my circle, and they're like, trust me, we made the right decision.
People are like, always wrong. Like in the immediate aftermath, like everyone was like, Mathurin, like what were they thinking? It's just the people who, the obvious mistakes in the draft don't always turn out to be the case. So we'll see. Yeah, Keegan Murray was supposed to be like, whoa, they're going to be looking back on that one. And, oh, wait, Keegan Murray's really good. Never mind. All right. So there you have it. We have completed our team-by-team rundown of...
Division-by-division.
Who's going to be good this year.
Yeah.
And you have it, the official facts of you can take all of our picks to the bank.
Look, like you said, this isn't a financial advice podcast. So don't take it to the bank, literally. But you know, use it to
take it to Las Vegas, spicy. And then you take your winnings to the bank.
Thank you. Exactly.
That's I still have Phoenix and OKC. If either of them win the title,
year, you really went big on that one.
I did. I went big on OKC. If OKC wins the championship this year, boy, am I in the money.
What were their odds that you jumped on?
Like 27?
I get it.
Yeah.
I think
I had just seen Chet in another summer league game for the first time in a year. I was like, man, he's tall and very smooth.
But this is going the right way. Yeah, we'll see.
It's going the right way. I don't think it's going that way that fast, but
yeah,
it'll be a fun one. It's a team that I'm excited to watch, and I'll be even more excited to watch them because I got a little ticket in my wallet.
Well, a girl can dream, can't she? Let's take a break.
Should we? Yeah, let's do it. We'll be right back.
We'll be back. Bye.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back.
And we're back. We're back.
And we're back. I'm sundowning. All right.
Is it time?
It's time.
It's time. Damn.
I need my Favalli. Juice.
Yeah. It's time now for the fourth quarter rapid fire round of questions. Dan Favalli, you are not a stranger to this segment. You answered correctly most of the questions last time, if I recall. But here it is. It's the fastest question answer segment in podcasting history. We're going to ask you a question. Don't think too hard. Just react, respond, give us the answer right back. Don't let Jack or I drag this segment on. It's up to you to say, hey, get it together. Keep this thing moving. This is the fourth quarter round of rapid fire questions. So are you ready, Dan Favalli, to enter?
I'm probably not ready, but let's do it.
Okay, I love the confidence.
Are we ready? Ever ready?
Brian, start the clock. Here we go. Do you want to go first or should I go first?
I'll go first. That's great. Thank you so much for offering. Dan, you can take two players from all of history to create your Mad Boosties Edition NBA Jam team. Which two players are you taking?
I'm taking Glenn Rice and Shaquille O'Neal.
Glenn Rice.
Glenn Rice. I love that.
Glenn Rice.
Yeah, baby.
Over Steph.
Glenn Rice just
size. I used to go on fire with Glenn Rice a lot. One of my favorite players.
He was a good NBA Jam player. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And
was Shaq
like Jabari
a good
said,
NBA Jam player? I actually don't remember.
He could probably dunk from half court in that game. So I would think so.
With the cheat codes on, you know. Obviously, yeah, like Jabari said, shout out to the 2000 Lakers with the dual ankle braces. You know what I mean? I was always worried. I'm like, Glenn, are you okay? But look, he's just doing what he has to stay out there. Dan, what is your absolute boldest prediction?
Boldest.
For the upcoming NBA season? I'm talking about like put your integrity on the line right now with a wild, reckless take. Go.
The Pelicans are going to make the Western Conference Finals.
Wow, you're consistent.
That was your pick last year, bro.
Was it?
Yeah, you were going hard for the Pels. I remember, and afterwards, I was like, well, damn, kind of convinced me with his Pels confidence. But
I put a lot of money up on that, man. Lost a lot of money.
Hey, send me that Groot behind you to make up for it.
Didn't we preface it that this wasn't financial advice?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, you should have known. You should have known.
You know I don't believe anything that Miles says.
But like... Yeah, I mean, so again, this year, what? We're seeing Zion healthy. We're seeing Bingy healthy, right?
I mean, Trey Murphy's already injured, so that doesn't
I know.
Well,
yeah.
And that's big. So,
can I ask this? Is Trey Murphy the third a little bit redundant?
Like, as a player on this team? Or
no,
his name?
The name.
His name being Trey.
Because, like, isn't
Murphy
Trey,
the third?
Like, people get Trey as a nickname if you are the third, right?
Yeah, there's also... I don't know if you guys have been encountered, like New Orleans fans don't like when you call him Trey Murphy the third.
I know. I never see it. It's always Trey Murphy. But then when you look at other reports, like Trey Murphy,
is that what they would have us call him? Trey Murphy,
Yeah. Is that what it is? Twins fans say, I don't know. Anyway, mama call him the third. I'm going to call him the third. Thank you, Jabari. but yeah, I mean, like, so this is this year. It wasn't last year. It's this year.
It could have. I mean, if Zion was healthy, I mean, that's a big if at this point. It's like saying, what if Ben Simmons had a jumper? Like,
saying,
what if Zion was healthy? Mm. But like, they were near the top. They were second in the West, like leading into the new year.
Yeah.
So it's legit. I still think the Nuggets are better.
That's right. They were.
That's like the only team that I'm prepared to say, oh, they're definitely better than than New Orleans.
Okay. I like that.
Props, though, to remembering what I said last year, because I clearly didn't remember what I said last year.
No, that was Jabari, because we were trying to remember the last time you're on, and then we're like, oh, right, Dan was going hard for the Pels. And that's when I remember, too, because I think that was the beginning of me getting on that boom-bust cycle again. We're like, this year, yep. Mm-hmm.
It was the beginning of me writing your name on a list of people who have wronged me.
Then he prank calls you and puts lipstick on after you resolve your
what
dispute.
What is the who's the best player you've ever witnessed in person, and what did you see them do?
It was Kevin Durant was in person, and it was when he was on the Thunder. He was playing the Knicks, and they went into overtime, and he hit some truly... I was sitting behind the basket. He hit some of the most ridiculous jumpers I've ever seen in my entire life. And like, the Knicks weren't good then, so it's not like they were defending him with peak level, but his ability and control just when he's spinning and turning with the ball and the range that he had on it. And I was like, not an old man like I am now at the time. I marveled at what he was doing in person. I think as you get older and go to more games too, you become numb to some of the stuff.
Sure.
But like, that was just like, it was a revelatory moment watching him go to work.
Wow. Okay, I gotta ask you this one, and please, Dan, we gotta keep this moving. Like, I appreciate that answer, it's very thorough, but sometimes we're about speed and not quality.
Yeah,
okay, we're about quantity.
So it's too poetic, too good an answer.
Yeah, when you said revelatory, I was like, this guy's a poet, and don't he know it? But that's not
so
what
so the
this
best player I ever saw was Danilo Gallinari in bounce.
Thank you.
And it was because he was wearing his blue or his green St. Patty's Day jersey.
Danfa Valley, if you could have any player's skill set for a day, whose is it and what skill set is it? And we do add the caveat that it's in your body, whatever condition your body is. So if you think you're going to get, you know, just mad boosties and be taking change off the top of the backboard, can your body handle coming
the
back
landing
down to earth? Yeah. So take that into mind. Or if you're willing to risk it all.
Take it into mind, as the saying
is. Take it in the mind.
I want Steph Curry's handles then.
Steph Curry's handles. We've heard
about Steph Curry's handles.
Wow. Okay.
You said no elaboration. I want Steph Curry's handles.
Okay.
Okay. Well, this time I do want you to elaborate. Why?
Because the way my body is built, like, it would do more for me if I could actually be elusive. And rather than just chucking up threes where I would probably easily get blocked, even if I had Steph Curry's touch and range, my shot would easily get blocked.
Right. And Dan, like I said, we have to keep this segment moving, man. You know, and I appreciate that answer, but that was a setup.
All right. Dan, you can place any former New York great on next year's roster. Which former great are you adding to the mix?
Oh, man. Just throw prime Patrick Ewing.
Prime Ewing.
Next year's next.
Yeah. I would love that, man.
And what is it about prime Patrick Ewing?
We got to keep this moving, so I don't really care.
Okay, yep, I like that, which brings us to our next question and the most important question of all. Dan Favalli, Jack or Miles?
Both.
Right.
Okay. We'll take that. We'll split them. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Mm-hmm. We'll do that. Well, Dan Favalli, thank you so much for joining us on Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. Man, where can people find you and follow you and read you and all that and support you? How do they do that?
They can follow me on any social media app at Dan Favalli, F-A-V-A-L-E. And they should consider checking out the Hardwood Knox podcast, spelled like it sounds. It's an NBA pod. And if you like sub-mediocre basketball takes and bad jokes, it's the podcast for you.
All right. Amazing. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Jack_O'Brien. Miles is currently indisposed. He's at Miles of Gray. And you can hit us hashtag Mad Boosties for show links and updates. Also, shout out to our listeners of the week at Damby Tweeting and at Sideshow James. Shout out to y'all. Thanks for listening. Give us a rating, review, if the rating is 5 stars, of course. If it's less than that, keep listening and then listen to your heart. That is going to do it for this week's episode. We are back next week with more NBA action, and we love it. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.